Let me ask you a question. Will your body be in eternity? This body you have right now, will that be your body forever? Yes and no. No, in the sense it won't be your body experiencing the curse and the ravages of time and sin and mortality and all of that. But will it truly be your body made new with continuity between the old and the new? Absolutely yes. That is the doctrine of resurrection. You know what I've discovered, especially since writing books on this subject of heaven, is that there are many Christians who would die for the doctrine of the resurrection, but they don't believe it. Because the doctrine of the resurrection means that we will not hover around as ghosts for eternity. The doctrine of the resurrection means that we will not live forever in an angelic realm for disembodied spirits, but we will live forever on what God calls the new earth. An earth that is redeemed, because God was not content to simply redeem souls, spirits. He redeems bodies, and he will redeem the earth itself. Now, this is a clear teaching of Scripture, but it has not been clearly communicated in our evangelical churches, very honestly, which is why the thought, I think, is so foreign to us. Well, here it is in Revelation 21, 1 through 3. Then I saw a new earth. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men. And that word now could almost be translated like now at last. Now, what the universe has been waiting for. Now the dwelling of God, the special place God dwells, which is by definition heaven. Now the dwelling of God on this new earth is with men, and he will live with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Now, do you get the feeling that something's being emphasized here? With men, with them, down here where they live on this new earth as resurrected beings who will worship and praise and serve God for all eternity. So the teaching of Scripture is that God will relocate heaven to the physical realm of the new earth, which is described as a very physical place. Read Revelation 21, 22. Read Isaiah chapter 60, Isaiah 65. It's very physical. It's very tangible. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. No longer will there be any curse. Sin's curse has lost its grip on me, and guess what? According to this passage, and really that's the theme of Romans 8, sin's curse will lose its grip on the earth itself, on the universe. Sin will no longer have a grip. Sin will no longer be.